Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Are you listening on the Odyssey app? If not, and you love Taylor Swift, you should think about listening to us on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, it's a free app. It's spelled funny. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Now, if you type that in on a text or something, that it'll autocorrect to something else. Like, you got to really spell it carefully when you go to the App Store or Google Play. It's a free app called Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You listen to our station on the Odyssey app for a minimum of 60 minutes, and each day you get a daily entry for your chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th. A four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. All the information on Tay in the UK is available at RadioAlice.com. Don't be confused. Go read about it for yourself. It's all laid out very clearly and logically. Always rooting for the anti-hero. It's time to play a minigame.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
This never goes my way anymore.
Vinny, what is the perfect length for a movie?
Oh.
That's subjective.
Yeah, I'm going to say, because the first thing that occurred to me is the 90-minute movie, the hour and a half. Like, that's the sweet spot for all the movies forever were an hour and a half.
All right, Bryn.
Hold on.
No, 90 is what you said. 90. Ah. Bryn, is the correct answer over 90, under 90, or damn, exactly 90?
The scumbag game, right? Obviously over 90.
It is over 90.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've grown quite used to and do enjoy a two-hour movie. I think after 2 hours is when you start to really wear me out and get me looking to go to the bathroom. Or is that the door? Did I hear the door? I think I did. Let me go check the door.
Is
I think
anything door. Else happening in this
like
house?
It really, over 2 hours is when you start to lose me. And I may even pause this and come back tomorrow.
And that, to me, is the crux of this whole thing. Like, I think that the perfect movie length is as long as it takes to tell the story. Because these days, I don't care. I will watch it over the course of 3 nights. Because you know what else I do? Binge watch 8 hours of The Gentleman in as many days as that takes. I feel like, why are we... All that said... If I'm going to go to a theater to watch a movie, I feel like 2 hours is pushing it because I'm with you. I have had your soda and eaten your popcorn, and I need to go to the bathroom. And now I'm sitting here waiting out the last 20 minutes of this movie with my legs shaking because I'm all like, oh, I don't want to leave now.
Yeah, I mean, I almost don't even think of it in context of being in the movie theater. I think of it as being at home and just simply going, I'm going to pause this and come back. I'll give you an example of what I'm thinking of when I say that. I loved the Lord of the Ring movies. I loved them.
Yep.
It's a little world that that guy created. They're each movie's like 3 hours, and there's three of them, so it's forever. But if you break it up, like we're used to now being delivered things in yep. series form, and you break it up, you're glad to still be there the next day.
Right.
You're glad you have something to come back to, as opposed to being like, screw this, I got to get out of here. I'm in a movie theater, and it's just, no, I can't right. stay here all day.
And I think that final one, Return of the King, is that the one? That one is like 3 hours and 45 minutes. I'm like, nobody, you've got to do a 20-minute intermission if it starts going over 3 hours. Because we're humans, and you're selling us buckets of soda.
Yeah, I didn't watch those at the movies, though. I watched them at home, and in that setting, I loved them. I absolutely loved being able to just go pause. And they're not perfect. But it was its world, and I liked being in it.
Yeah. And I enjoy that even when we're watching a movie at home. Like, one person says, pause it, and then it gets paused, and they're like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. And then everyone gets up and makes a new drink or goes right. and has, you know, goes for a wee or whatever. Gets a snack. And then everybody settles back down, and we've taken a moment, and now we start the thing back up. And everyone's all set. Nothing worse than pausing it, going to the bathroom, doing all your stuff, coming back, sitting down, and then 5 minutes later, someone else goes, pause it, I gotta pee. I'm like, oh.
Come on.
Come on.
We just had the intermission. What's wrong with you?
We just had that. You know what? Sorry, but we're gonna keep rolling. So, the perfect Americans have been polled. They've been asked.
Wow.
And they Ouch. Say that the, yeah, polling, some people really enjoy being polled. Some people think that the perfect movie length is, the most popular answer was, and we know it was longer than 90 minutes, but it wasn't by much, Vinny. The answer was 92 minutes.
Oh
you gotta
snap.
Give that to me. How dare you?
Yeah. I would have lost.
I suppose he could have said under or
number,
exactly,
yeah.
but no, he For said sure. over, and that 92 was... minutes it was. You know, we were talking about yesterday how we played... And we could do it again today, I don't care. Like, every day I take the birthdays and make them into a little game. And we've been, like yesterday, it's just become so, it's a game called, you're a real jerk. Like,
you're a jerk.
Everybody, if it's your turn to pick first, you basically have to nail it.
Or you're setting the bar for someone to really easily go up or down.
Right. Mm-hmm. They just go, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. All they really have to do is go one over, one below. So right. And we do go back and forth, but I just thought we got to rename this. It's not even how old is that guy. It's
your scumbag game.
You're a real jerk.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
You know, scumbag's actually kind of a dirty word.
What?
You know what a scumbag is, don't you? I actually started to feel bad as I was saying it yesterday. Oh, I'm like, oh, that's
not even. It's
what?
Not
what it is, so.
No, I don't know what it is then, because I thought, you know, scum is gross and bad, and a whole bag of it is even grosser. The end.
Yep, that's what it is. Let's just stick with that. In the
that's,
era
you're telling
of the,
me, wait, you're telling me that's not it?
I'm not going to, you know what?
I don't know, you know, a real thing has happened here where the origins of words has become an issue for me, and I have to look at these things and be more, maybe I better look that up. So you're telling me I got to look that up. All right.
Go on to Urban Dictionary and look up what that actually is. And
that's
it's so funny
Urban
because,
Dictionary.
I know, but that's the thing. That becomes the thing that
it's
it
not
is.
Just a bag of scum.
No, it is just a bag of scum. Take a closer look. Here's your, Bryn's got it up on the thing, but I don't think you can read it from there.
Yeah. Wait. I can definitely not read that from here.
Let me see.
Okay. Just you look it up. In the era of the 3 hour and 3 hour plus movie, according to a new poll, Americans think that the perfect length for a movie is a mere 92 minutes. Only 2% think that a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours, and about 15% like movies that are 2 hours or longer. So, show me the logic on this. They're saying 2.5 hours, 3 hours is too long, but we'll rot in bed watching 8 hours of a series. It will do an entire television series in the course of a weekend. So, I'm not sure
Or a day. I'd do that in a day.
Oh, I know. Well, if you can, right?
If I have the
time. Like winning. I'm in my PJs the whole day, in my bed, watching a show, and I'm just like, you know.
It's about guilty pleasure, though. I feel super guilty about it. Especially if it's a nice day out. I'm like, I should probably get some vitamin D.
Well, you have kids, so, right. I mean, unless they're watching it with you. Sometimes, your parents take them on cruises, so I guess
that's right.
I guess
give them some Bluey. Here, you watch Bluey, and I'll watch this one thing
right,
over here.
Exactly. The poll in question here, where they were asking Americans how long should a movie be, it also covered another pretty hot-button topic, subtitles.
Wow.
So,
I love subtitles.
Listen, Bryn... You and me both. I always have subtitles on, no matter what I'm watching. American show, English show.
Oh, no, especially English shows.
Yeah.
Especially English shows. You're like, they're kind of
dialect. Yeah, you can't understand like, what the they're hell? Saying. I'm like, oh, can you put it back? And my one son is like, get those off. I don't want to read the movie. And I do feel that I quickly read them. Sometimes I try to concentrate on not looking at subtitles.
I feel like it's just in the background. I look when I need to. When I'm like, wait, okay, I see it real quick. You know, and then
I'll try to
focus on the visual,
right,
rather than just reading the script.
Well, a third of people say, only a third say, I absolutely never use subtitles. I can't stand them. I don't want them. And I suppose that means they're not going to watch a foreign language movie, right? Like, I can't sit here and read this movie. I can't do it.
That's the thing that's not fun about foreign language movies.
Well, because you do have to sit there and read it. Mm-hmm. And I will also say that translations can be debatable.
Right.
There's, even when we were watching Squid Game, which obviously it's Korean. And so they film but then there's these horrible voiceovers. And even the voice, and of course I still had the subtitles on because I always have subtitles on. And then even what they were saying and what was in the subtitles were clearly two different people's ideas of what had been said.
Right.
Uh-huh. Like some actor's just in there reading whatever the director has written. And then there's someone who's in charge of the subtitles who's completely translated it differently. I mean, it's usually the gist of the thing, so it's all right. But so a third of people say, I never use subtitles. 16%, and that's me and you, sounds like, Bryn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always use subtitles.
Always.
Vinny, where do you fall on that?
I do not have it on regularly, but I believe our Netflix is set to play them no matter what. Like, someone put that on. So if I watch something on Netflix, there they are, and I don't turn them off.
Right.
And I do think they can work or be helpful in moments where there's other noises and things, and you might miss a word. You can actually see it, or accents where you're like, what did they say? There it is. So there's definitely value to it. But no, in general, like I don't have them on when I watch Survivor the other day. I don't have them on when I watch a football game. No.
Oh, funny. They are literally always on. At my house. We just have them on.
By the way, I'm going through the multiple pages of reasons, of definitions for scumbag. I don't know
it's a used condom is what it is.
Oh.
Just in case you were wondering.
Oh.
Yeah. It's that. So.
Okay, well, I did see that one, but there's way more that just say it's a bad person. A reprehensible person with no morals and no regard for anyone
normally
but him or herself.
That's how we use it. I believe that's what it's morphed into. But its origins are, it's this thing. And somebody, like, I've called somebody that or said it too many times for them. And so yesterday I started to feel like really, like, I should stop saying this word.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to be bumming someone out who...
It's not even usually in my I just said it. Because you were saying it yesterday.
I know. And I was starting to feel yucky about it. So Bryn and I were talking, we got to name this game because we can't call it the scumbag game.
That's a perfect name for it. And Merriam-Webster says it's a dirty or despicable person.
What was just one. And then there were a dozen more that said what Bryn just said.
Right.
In different language, different words.
We do know how to words. That's true.
And who cares? So, you know, use condom. That's a nice thing. People had some fun. Fun was had. What?
Why does it have to translate into a bad guy? A jerk-o? You're a real jerk.
Right.
So, I'm a person who always uses subtitles. 1/3 of people say they never use them. 16% say always. 15% say whether the captions should be on or not is a huge debate in their home.
Mm. Oh.
That there are people in the house who are like, just put them on. And other people are like, I don't want to read my show. So anyway, here's one more little note on this story. If you'd like to test out the 92-minute perfect movie length theory, here are 5 movies with that exact runtime. Dodgeball. Okay.
Mm. All right.
Kung Fu Panda.
Mm. Love it. I mean, I like Dodgeball, but it's Kung Fu Panda?
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mwah.
Beetlejuice.
I just watched it. It's great.
Oh, the original. Huh?
The original.
The original. And what stood out to me is that it's not green screen. And it's also a very small movie. Like, it takes place in that attic.
Yep.
Like, in this other room in the house. Like, there's it. Now, everything with green screen.
It's like a play.
It's just the whole universe can be thrown up on the screen.
Right.
And monsters and this and that. Everything was made in Beetlejuice. Like, it's really neat how small that movie is. I don't know what they'll do with the new version.
I know. As you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if they ruined sort of the appeal of the whole thing by making it too big.
We'll see.
Another 92-minute movie, Monsters, Inc.
Oh, that's a spectacular movie,
that
too.
That was great.
Another 92-minute movie, Toy Story 2. Mm. Which to me is the best of all the Toy Story movies. I love the one where they introduce Jesse and
That's the one with the collector.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I do love that one as well.
Such a good movie. Well, and there you go. And those things, they have it's not like they didn't have elaborate stories, but they managed to tell them in 92 minutes. So, there you go. Just a little thing. Mm. All right. Jennifer Aniston is going to do a 9 to 5 remake. It's actually, she's producing it, so she, her production company. It is being called a reimagining, whatever that means, and I don't know if she's going to star in it, but she's behind it. It looks like Diablo Cody is going to write the script. She wrote the script for Juno, Jennifer's Body, and recently Lisa Frankenstein, which I remember we talked about that movie, but I can't remember what it was all about. If you've never seen the original 9 to 5 movie, it's from 1980, and it stars Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin as office workers getting revenge on their sexist boss, played by Dabney Coleman. There was some talk over the years, a few times actually, about let's redo this, let's remake it. And there was a 9 to 5 TV series that ran for 5 seasons.
What?
Yeah, 1982 to 1988. I think we were busy then, Ben. It starred Rita Moreno and Dolly's younger sister, Rachel Dennison.
Huh? Who?
You heard me? Dolly's younger sister, Rachel Dennison.
What happened to her? I bet, no, don't even look.
No, don't worry. I don't know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston is saying this is time to remake 9 to 5. So that could be happening. And then this, I thought this was funny. I was reading this story, and the whole gist of it was, take it from famous actresses. Stop plucking your eyebrows.
Oh, God, please stop plucking your eyebrows. I'm in.
Julia Roberts had been asked, what advice would you give your 19-year-old self? And she said, stand up straighter. It's all going to be okay. And don't pluck your eyebrows.
Mm.
And Julia is not the only actress who regrets messing with her eyebrows. Julianne Moore said, the one thing I always say is don't touch your eyebrows. Don't destroy your eyebrows like I did and countless other women that I know. And Charlize Theron once said her worst beauty mistake was the thin eyebrow from the 90s. She says she's still recovering from overplucking.
Come back. It's the weirdest thing, and I don't know why they don't just come back, but they don't.
Yeah. Well, for some people they do, for other people they're gone. That's that, the end.
Well, I think it's the repeated plucking that ultimately squeezes the life out of that follicle, like never coming back. I definitely have shaved mine off one time, and then they did definitely grow back. But so they will.
Are any pictures of that?
No. But I would say that, like Christina tried to grow hers back, and they do not, I mean, they're fine. They're not nearly as bad as some people who appear to have to line up a hair to a hair in order to make the, you know,
right,
one thin thing above your eye. It's a bummer.
I don't have to pluck my eyebrows anymore because you're absolutely right. I plucked them my whole life into the shape that they're in, and now that's it. But my sister got hers waxed really small, and they never came back. So she's a one eyebrow hair to the next eyebrow hair person.
Oh, no.
And she had big, beautiful eyebrows. When she got them waxed, that was the end of that. So Drew Barrymore, hers did grow back, it appears. Oh. But she basically is saying that she and her eyebrows barely made it out of the 90s.
Oh.
She says, and there's a picture of her. Oh, yeah, zoom in on this. And I was like, oh, I do remember when Drew Barrymore had plucked her eyebrows away. She has just the tiniest little hints of eyebrows directly above her eyes. And even
she
set
like
way.
Baby.
She does, doesn't she?
Look how young.
She's such a tiny little girl. So it's on her Instagram, and it's worth a look because it just shows you how much eyebrows change the look of your face. Like you're unrecognizable without your eyebrows. Brittany, show a picture of her now. They have, luckily for her, grown back. But it does seem like, you know what I've been seeing lately too on things like Instagram where all the ads are? They've got these drawing tools that will paint new eyebrows on for you and put actual. Oh yeah, hers grew back pretty well.
And she may also, you know, smoke and mirrors, Hollywood, no surprise. But she may also be doing that microblading or the things that, you know,
the stick on eyebrows,
kind of put them back. At like my mom and Christina went and got something done, and it's not tattooed.
Yeah,
but they do last for a period of time, and then eventually you got to go back and get it done again.
And did it fill them in? Was it like a noticeable
difference?
Yeah, and it
looked good. It looked great. And again, Christina's aren't that bad, but she was trying to just leave them alone and let them grow, and they're not.
And it wasn't happening.
There's no full eyebrow there. It's just
anyway, the advice is, young ladies, clean them up a little if you got to, but really, don't overdo it. You know, sometimes you do have them growing way down on your eyelids and stuff, and then up onto your forehead. You can get rid of all that stuff.
That's trim awesome. Those, right.
Yeah, pull let's get those. Rid of those, right. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Hold on, let me get the title here. Dang it. 10 everyday annoyances that we deal with in America after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's lovely to have you here. Happy Friday. It's gorgeous out the window right now. I hope you get to get out there and enjoy it. Listen to Jane today at 3:05. She's got a keyword that could enter you for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons October 20th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
It means this show every day gets posted up for your listening pleasure. It's on demand radio.
At your leisure.
With the latest news stories and juicy gossip on your favorite stars, you don't have to miss a minute of the morning show's entertaining banter. Download our full podcast for laughs, insights, and all the latest buzz from the world of entertainment. Take us on the road with you. Our podcasts are there. You got a long drive ahead of you? Bring a couple radio shows with you. We're doing it for you.
Yeah, where are we going? I'll go. What are we doing?
We want you to take us.
Sure, yeah, I'll do it. Where are we going?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, guys. Come on, friends. Let's go. Together. Use the Odyssey app.
Right. Here's what's happening. Partly cloudy skies. I do see some sunshine out there right now and near my house, but we've got clouds mix of and mid-60s. 60s, you know, depending on where you're at. But a sunny weekend is in the forecast, so yay.
I love it.
I'm all about that. A cleaning company in California called Pink Sponge Cleaning owns a fleet of 25 bright pink colored Volkswagen Bugs.
Oh, all right.
And early Saturday morning, there was a break-in at the lot and they were vandalized.
Oh, no.
The owner reviewed the security camera footage and saw at least three teens wreaking havoc, blasting a fire extinguisher, etching into the car's paint, breaking every headlight they could.
Oh, this is awful.
It wasn't just that. The footage showed two female teens twerking on the hoods of the Bugs for whatever reason. Maybe even they knew they were on camera.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just help you with this going forward. You're always on camera no matter what. Like, that's been added to security at people's homes, much less their businesses.
You should always assume you're on camera.
Always. So if you're picking a booger,
you can go.
If you're whatever thing you're doing, know that there may be a photo of that somewhere someday, because now most of us are like, whatever. I had to itch in my nose and something came out. It happened. But just know you could be on camera anytime, anywhere.
Oh, I feel so bad for this cleaning company having their... Oh, that girl is on top twerking. That's...
Yep. The owner said the teens were desecrating the cars for hours.
Desecrating?
She didn't specify how much of that was spent twerking.
Well, I mean, you can only do that for so long. Your hips start to get tired, I guess.
The teens caused around $25,000 in damage, and the company launched a GoFundMe because their insurance claim was denied.
Why?
Apparently because they had a previous incident of vandalism. The police noticed the etchings included gang signs, which helped lead them to a 15-year-old suspect who they arrested for felony vandalism. The investigation is still ongoing. It's likely that she's going to take the fall for the whole team.
Well,
we'll see. We'll see if she talks.
She can snitch.
Yeah, that's not going to go well for her. So it's more likely she'll just
smashing windows. These kids are identifiable. They're on camera, and it's you can tell who they are.
Yeah, you'd almost expect the police to just wait for the one girl they caught to meet up with the other ones.
Right.
Yep. Just go that see is who that she one and that with. One. We got them. Done.
See them all there. Oh boy, that's lame.
It is.
Man, kids suck.
But you know what? Kids do suck, and kids, you know...
Not all kids.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. But boredom is the devil hands. I forget what you said, Sarah. But anyway, the point is...
The devil makes work for idle hands.
That's the point, exactly.
That's one of my famous sayings.
Mm-hmm. Mm. In a new poll, people were asked if they wash newly bought clothes before wearing them.
No.
Did you just say no?
I did. I would never wash
it. You got the answer wrong. What just happened?
I definitely do not do that. You know why? Because once you've washed it, it doesn't look new anymore. So I want to wear it before I wash it. And I wear it, enjoy it, and then it'll never be that good again. So that's my answer. Do you take stuff home and wash it? You wash like a shirt you just bought?
A t-shirt or any shirt, yeah, actually.
No, I would never do that. Anybody else? Who else on the show is taking stuff home and washing it?
I know that we wash all of our baby clothes just to make sure that they're clean.
Yeah, anything.
But I agree with you on certain things, you know. Like when I pull socks out of the package, they're like brand new. I'm going to wear those immediately.
Yeah, socks, but, underwear, and literally anything else. A sweater. I'm not washing that. So. I'm probably never going to wash that sweater. I'll pull that thing on and off for years, as long as no food gets on it.
4 years without washing?
A sweater. I've got a shirt on underneath it. I'm not wearing a sweater.
You break my eggs about the way I handle denim, and you're now admitting that you will have a sweater or a sweatshirt that you don't wash for years?
No, not a sweatshirt.
Forever.
A sweatshirt literally gets washed almost every time I use it.
Oh,
a
sweater. Okay.
And also, Vinny, I don't sit on my sweaters. They're not on my butt. Like your jeans are.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Your sweater goes all over the place. You hug all these different random people.
And as long as they don't get their perfume on me, I would never wash a sweater. I mean, I would wash a sweater. Occasionally, if something got on it, I would take it somewhere and get it washed. I'm going to ruin that thing if I wash it.
I don't even have a sweater in the way you're talking about a sweater, like a Cosby,
like a
Bill
knitted
Cosby
sweater.
Yeah, like a knitted sweater or like a cardigan or something. I have a few cardigans and I have a few.
Oh, cardigan. Yeah. I see.
Well, the general public yesterday. Is as divided as this show.
I notice.
Oh.
You wore a cardigan yesterday, especially for Matt?
It's a cardigan.
Oh,
you've
right.
seen me in it 50 times.
That's right. That's why we didn't notice
all the time.
It.
Big,
it is right over your
long.
Def Leppard t-shirt.
And actually, that one I do sit on because it's long. But
I don't care. Oh, see, caught yourself.
She broke her own rule.
It's not a rule. I just would never wash it.
It occurred to me, and I'm going to ask, and you, of course, have every right to say, none of your damn business, but okay. I'm going to ask anyway. Did you wear a bra for Matt yesterday?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I had two layers on, so I just felt like no one can tell if I have a bra on or not. If I'm wearing something, I don't know if you guys have noticed, I have a new sweater, one of the ones I don't wash, that when I wear it, I do always look in the mirror and go, you should put a bra on, because it's kind of like a body hugging more than like the big cardigan is. So that one I will throw a bra on, but not for the big one.
Right.
It's just a big bulky cardigan.
In a new poll, people were asked if they wash newly bought clothes before wearing them. 51% said?
Yes.
No. Oh. Actually, you are in the winning percentage. 49% said yes, of course.
Mm. Oh. I see.
Some people explained their answers. Yes. I don't know how many people have handled that thing. No,
I have gotten my, I did put on a shirt I had just bought, and I wore it out into the world, and I was like, oh my God, someone's BO is all over me.
Ew.
That was a huge
nasty
bummer.
Sarah.
Super nasty. But
another person says, what kind of what you said, no, I should, but it's all downhill after that first wash. They're never the same. It's not new anymore.
That's true.
Yes, if they're bought in store. No, if they're bought online and come in a sealed product package. So, there you go. Will you wash a swimsuit if you buy one?
No.
Even though that might have been tried on by some other woman's woman area.
Well, they've got the little sticker on the thing. And I would never, I don't know. I don't really like go to a store and try on. I just buy them online to see how they are. Can't return it.
And return? You can't return them.
No, you can't return it.
You can't return a swimsuit.
I don't think so. Well,
not really.
Maybe you can. I just don't think you can, because they've got a crotch that goes right, you know, up against all your personal business.
Right. The average person will.
They have a little sticker on there.
I know they have a sticker. I used to sell swimsuits. Are you kidding me? I worked in surf shops all through school. I sold swimsuits. If you feel annoyed, it seems like that's the new normal. Oh. 2/3 of people in a poll say they're generally more annoyed now than ever before.
You got to tamp that down.
Well, we've become, and this is a classic bit done by many different comedians, but we've become Oh, my internet is the circles circling. Screw this thing. What is this? I'm supposed to be done by already. Are you kidding? You're doing all your shopping on the computer and it gives you a 10-second lag and you're having a cow? Like, these are modern miracles, but we're annoyed by them. Absolutely.
We're just so used to them. It's like, what? Why
you should be perfect every time. What is this?
You know, it is true. It's like a state of annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
That we're always ready to sort of snap at the next thing that's just gone wrong.
Here are some top 10. There are top 10 everyday irritations that you might encounter today. When someone doesn't clean up after their dog, you might be driving down the road and see them leave that there on the street and be like, God, if I could just, I don't have time to stop. Otherwise, I would tell you something.
You don't want to be in a fight with someone on the side of the road either, so it's best to.
Well, they have a chicken dog. I'm not afraid that Cujo's going to attack me, but I still have to get going.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, they say when someone doesn't clean up after their dog, especially if you step in it, potholes. Yeah. If you drive in the city, there's an expectation that's what it is. I'm way more pissed off about the Uber driver that goes, hazards, and conducts business in a lane.
Mm.
Forget the potholes.
That is so annoying.
That guy's the one.
Yep.
Being stuck on hold. These are modern-day, everyday annoyances that you might encounter today. People who don't use turn signals.
Oh, yeah.
Bad parkers that take up more than one space.
Yes.
Slow walkers, especially when you're in a hurry.
Oh, that's me. I'm a slow walker.
More importantly, like, I'll walk right past you. I got no problem with that. It's the three people holding hands that are taking up the whole curb, and you're like,
why do people not realize that they're doing, like, what do you, should I just jump into traffic to get out of your way?
You see, we're doing what we do here. That's why.
I don't understand that. It's no single file. What the hell is that?
We do for us. Yeah. We don't do for you.
I would never do that. I'm always like, get behind John, make room for somebody, and they're just oblivious.
Yeah, you go single file. That's what you do on a sidewalk. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
When someone's coming, you make room. You go single file. Then you spread back into your formation. It's not hard. Planes do it. People do it. It's what you do.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You break formation and then you reform.
Yeah. Planes. Be like planes, guys.
The last person in the bathroom who uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll.
I don't know. That doesn't bother me.
Oh.
You know why? Because years ago I said I'm never getting one of those toilet paper things where you have to like fiddle with the thing and get the collapsible center piece.
I have a hook.
It's a hook. I drop it right on it. Take the toilet paper that you need. The end.
Oh.
Doesn't annoy me at all.
I'm really out of time, so we have to stop before we're finishing the 10. Go ahead.
It's time to play You're a Jerk.
You're a Jerk.
That's the name of it. Let's try that again. It's time to play
You're a Jerk.
You're a Jerk. It's the game where one person makes a guess and another person is a jerk.
Oh, I know this game.
Yeah.
I've been a victim of it many times.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make Bryn go first today, so you get to be the first jerk, Bryn.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't invent it.
Yeah, but you guys have perfected it. Like, it's become
it's the only way to play this. But for a minute there, I was like, every time these two keep screwing me.
Yeah, you know, can't beat them, right?
Screw them. Exactly. Can't beat them, screw them. All kinds of things you can do to people. One of them, screw them over.
What's this game called again?
It's called You're a Jerk.
Oh, yeah, but what's the, how old is that guy?
Here we go. Bryn, you're first. How old is Channing Tatum? Channing all over your Tatum.
He is 43.
Vincent, you're a jerk.
42.
Oh, he's 44. Oh. No. Oh, you weren't jerky enough. No. You're not a good jerk.
No.
All right, Vinny, you're first on this one. Vinny, how old is Melania Trump?
Is that the former first lady or the daughter?
It's the former First Lady of the United States of America.
Madonna would be a
How
Ivanka
old
Ivana.
Is Melania Trump?
60.
Oh. 59.
And the answer is 54. That is another point for Bryn, who jerked you. That was a jerk move. Okay, Bryn, you're first.
I'm a real jerk.
You are a real jerk.
Yeah, you are. You invented this jerk move, and you've perfected it, clearly.
I don't know if I invented it, but I adapted.
It might have been A-ho.
Yeah, I think it might have been
I think it was A-ho. How old is T-Boz from TLC? That's Tion T-Boz Watkins. No scrubs, waterfalls.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
How old is T-Boz?
Whose turn is it?
It is your turn.
Oh, no.
Brinson.
I'd say they're about 55.
55, you said.
He might know this one. That's like a band right out of you. That's right off
it
your
is in my wheelhouse. That's
it?
Right. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
So what, did you say? He said 55. What do you think, Vinny?
I would say 56.
The answer is 54.
Son of a...
Just, you're not a successful jerk, man. I know you're trying to be a jerk, but you're too nice. All right, Vinny, you're first on this next one.
I don't want to play anymore.
Okay, in that case, Bryn wins by a score of 3-0. Happy Friday, you guys. Turns out Bryn is the jerk today. You're the real jerk. Have a great weekend, Vinny. I hope you feel better, and we'll see you back here.
Be Hale is next, everyone. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.